Welcome, everyone, to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Melanie Carreri.
And I'm Brendan Sampson. Here's what's in the news for Wednesday, February 3rd. Quinnipiac graduate Chris Mead's company CrossNet was recently named as one of Forbes' 2021 30 Under 30 sports companies. Mead created CrossNet with his brother Gregory and his childhood friend Michael Del Papa. It's an outdoor sport that combines volleyball and foursquare and has made major strides in the industry since launching in 2017. Now, it's in stock in over 2,000 stores in the U.S. With the rise of CrossNet in full swing, Mead wants to continue to expand and develop a wider outreach.
This academic year has been a mental strain for students. However, Quinnipiac's Faculty Senate voted for self-care days this spring semester to replace the canceled spring break week. Right now, the scheduled self-care days are on March 9th, April 21st, and May 3rd reserved as a final study day.
In an effort to expand Greek life on campus, Quinnipiac will be adding a new fraternity in the fall. The Delta Chi Fraternity was founded in the late 1900s at Cornell University, based on values of justice and equality. The frat played a major role in the abolition of frat hell weeks and other hazing rituals. The director of fraternity and sorority life at Quinnipiac, Catherine Pozzella, says she hopes that the new frat will bring energy and vitality to the community.
In Arts and Life, panelists in the virtual webinar, The Work Ahead, The Work Within, Reflecting on King's Dreams, held on January 27th, connected Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy with the challenges America still faces today. Journalist Yamiche Alcindor and Black Lives Matter community organizer and co-founder Patrice Cullors spoke about modern issues that happened this past year. The two speakers also provided encouraging words for students looking to make a difference.
Last fall is far from an ordinary start to the year, and while many struggled keeping up academically, the spring semester gives students a fresh start. Associate Arts and Life editor Ashley Pelletier gives you 8 tips you can use to attack the spring semester, because with students' stressful lives, the most important thing to keep in mind is self-care.
One day, a Hamden resident spotted a painting that struck deep to his emotions. Ever since, William McCarthy has found a passion for painting large and abstract landscapes, including Sleeping Giant. McCarthy hopes that people will see his subjects through a different, more personal perspective. This February, you can find McCarthy's paintings in the Miller Library in Hamden.
The first book of the week this spring semester is Tuesdays with Maury by Mitch Albom. The memoir follows Albom's experiences after reconnecting with his former professor, Maury Schwartz. Terminally ill with ALS, Schwartz instills his life wisdom in Albom. Managing editor Jessica Sims gives a quick look into the book and its impact on her.
WandaVision is a new Marvel show filled with cliffhangers and conspiracies. The show is about Wanda living through adversity and wishing for a peaceful life in an alternate world. It references shows from decades past and blurs the line from what's real and what's fake. Staff writer Neha Sinarayan explains the trippy time hops and the details of the Disney Plus show.
In opinion, residential students moved into their dorms on the week of January 18th. Those who couldn't make it on their assigned days were put into quarantine housing for up to 10 days. Unfortunately, the conditions of the dorms and the lack of communication have made the process quite difficult. When news editor Emily Flamme was met with these problems during her time in quarantine housing, it became clear to her how disorganized the process truly was. You can read her opinion on page 4 of this week's paper.
In just a few hours, GameStop went from a dying store heading towards bankruptcy to a national headline for its surging stock price. Reddit users flipped Wall Street's predatory schemes against them, costing short sellers an estimated total of $70 billion. Staff writer William Dean explains how this is a mask-off moment for the financial class and Washington, D.C.
Upon arriving at Quinnipiac this spring, the university prioritized COVID-19 testing to ensure a safe move-in process. But in an all-too-common occurrence, QU was unprepared for the next step. Contributing writer Lockie Harvey experienced severe dehydration after traveling 47 hours to campus from his home in New Zealand, exhibiting signs similar to COVID-19. In his article, he explains his time in quarantine housing and the dilemma students face between choosing the horrible treatment in quarantine or not reporting their illnesses at all.
In sports, standing at 7'1", men's basketball center Seth Pinkney is a dominating presence on the court. But even someone with his size has big shoes to fill. Last season, Kevin Marfa was a force on the glass, pulling down a MAC-leading 13.3 rebounds per game for the Bobcats. But when Marfo transferred to Texas A&M in March 2020, Pinckney had to step up his game. Editor-in-Chief Brendan O'Sullivan highlights Pinckney's achievements and his big step forward in the newest edition of 3 in the K.
In the past, college sports teams attract university students and pack as many fans as possible into the stadiums. The crowd erupts in support for their home team, providing momentum and a useful advantage. Now, with COVID-19 limiting crowds and in many cases removing fans altogether, how does this affect the teams that are competing? Staff writer Keith Savage explores just how important crowds truly are.
As the only senior on Quinnipiac's men's basketball team, Jacob Rigoni has had to step up as a leader. Despite passing 1,000 career points and only 25 threes away from the Quinnipiac record for most three-pointers, Rigoni is more focused on soaking in his final year with the team. You can read more on page 12 of this week's paper.
1 year removed from tending goal for the Bobcats, former Quinnipiac goalie Abby Ives is now between the pipes for the Connecticut Whale of the NWHL. Ives had a legendary career as a Bobcat, racking up 2,231 saves over her four-year career, leading to her holding the second most saves in QU history. Associate sports editor Peter Pekarski sat down with Ives, discussed her time at Quinnipiac, and her future with the Whale.
And that's all we have for you today. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Melanie Carreri.
And I'm Brendan Sampson. Don't forget to pick up this week's paper or check out our website, quchronicle.com. We'll be back with more stories next Wednesday.